Well, we're less than a week away from elections here in the state of Texas, and just about everywhere you drive, you're going to see election signs calling on you to vote for one candidate or the other, to vote for or against different bond propositions. But what do the signs say other than vote for me? I'm Ben Philpott from the KUT Newsroom, here with Brent Ladd, Group Creative Director of GSDNM's Idea City. Hi, Brent.
Hi, good morning.
So we're out here on I-35, the frontage road at about, 8th Street? And we're looking up on a hill with a bunch of signs from Lloyd Doggett, Todd Staples, Sam Bisco, a proposition, bond proposition here in town. Are there things that you see in your own industry of advertising that you see in these signs that maybe immediately jump out at you?
Well, I think the first thing is, like you said, we're in the middle of a highway, and advertising in general, if you imagine yourself driving down the highway and a billboard is coming upon you, the general rule is 7 words or less is the typical, that's enough, because if it's more than that, you really don't have time to take it in if you're going more than 70 especially. So I think the same kind of applies here, looking at these, dozen or so signs.
Well, let me get you to talk just a little bit more about the idea of a photo on the sign.
Okay.
That doesn't appear to be the popular choice, but what do you believe is maybe the thought behind going ahead and putting that picture on the sign?
Well, I think it maybe is a way to show that the person is approachable and real, and that, if it's somebody, it's a nice picture. In this case, Lloyd Doggett has, he's very casual. He's got his jacket, around his behind him. He looks like, he's ready to get to work. So maybe, having those kind of just real moments that people could, relate to as a voter, trying to make it more approachable than just having type on a, flat type on a board.
Now, some of the type here is not just block letters. It gets a little fancy. We have one in italics.
Yep.
Can you get too fancy with your type when you're trying to grab that person's attention?
I think typography is a really important part of communication. Being an art director by trade, a lot of the fonts are real busy and aren't real readable. It's interesting to see that only one of the ones up here, I think, uses a sans serif font, meaning it doesn't have those little curly edges to each one of the letters. Like they treated it like a logo. And basically it is, they're a brand. Whoever is running is a brand. And they have to come up with a way to make themselves stand out. And I think the ones that are really smart would get like a designer almost to say, how do I, am I bold? Is that the look I go for and to get a bold font? Am I, do I want the look of a leader? And maybe it is a serif font, but it's still got a nice graphic look to it.
When you look at these signs, is there a sign that maybe you think, somebody who just got out of graphic design school understood what was going on when they made this sign?
Yeah, there's interesting, out of all of these a dozen or so here we're looking at, there's one that's yellow, which I think is quite interesting because in advertising, again, for outdoor, for that medium, yellow is probably the best color to stand out. And out of all of these right here, my eye goes right to the yellow one. And it's got black type on it, so it's very simple to read, easy to read, nice and bold, and stands out. It obviously stands out against the collage here of red, white, and blue.
Brent Ladd is Group Creative Director for GSDNM's Idea City. Thanks so much for taking a little time to go over the signs with me today.
No problem. Thank you.
And for more of KUT's election coverage, you can visit us online at kut.org. For KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.